systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Holes Day Off episode. My name is Danny.
And I'm Matt.
So, this is, I guess, episode 400 and what?
23. Friday, November, well, excuse my face. Oh yeah, no, it's 11:56 p.m. It's right. Friday, November 12th, 2010, of course,
episode 400. But this will end on Saturday.
Correct.
Right. Saturday morning. But we decided not to do a show tonight, and we're sitting around bored, and we're like, you know, we've spent enough time with each other. Let's go back to doing the Jam Hole. We just won't do it live. So it's still kind of like a night off, because we can sit back, relax, and take breaks if we feel like it, and edit it down later, or do whatever, but we got bored and wanted to record stuff.
Honestly, what we didn't do the show that so we could go do. We were going to go out and do something, and that didn't last as long as I thought it would. So back home, and we were like, well, fuck it.
What were we out doing?
I took you out on a date, duh.
Dude, did I have fun?
Not really.
Did you drug my drinks?
Yes.
No wonder. I was so curious, because that tasted like something. So, we've been sitting here talking to each other about, like, random bull crap, and we were like, we should just record this crap, because some of it's pretty cool. We talk about really random shit. Like, last time I was over here, we were staying up all late and shit, and just talking bullshit to each other. You were actually talking about, like, having kids and weird, crazy shit, and talking about, like, traveling and doing a bunch of weird shit and all this crazy stuff and going, like, way into detail and whatnot. So I figured let's try and get on a topic and get you going again. Get me going. Talk about something off the wall.
Well, as you know,
I know,
because you were there. I went.
Sometimes I know things.
I went and pressed play last night.
You did.
And you know what?
You did it really good. I got
right?
to watch you press play a few times, actually.
Getting really good at that.
Yeah, and
I got tipped $1.
Yeah, you did.
Boom.
To play some really crappy song, but
can you play some more Tom Petty? I know it's, you know, Thursday night dance
right?
night, but I want to
dance
hear Tom
night,
Petty.
And
there's no
all
one
these
dancing,
young kids
so
are there, but they want to hear some old school fucking music. They're like, oh, this hip hop shit sucks, and I want to hear old rock stuff and blah, blah, blah. Dude, you can't play old rock like Pink Floyd and fucking Tom Petty and whatever.
But you know what?
While chicks are trying to shake their asses. It doesn't work that
I
way.
Am there to please, and I will do that. And
you,
I did
you
do that.
It in.
I did it. Well, my robot mixed it in.
Right, right. And you played that song, I've Got the Magic in Me by B.O.B. And that was great. That song totally reminds me of Sean every time I hear it. Because we were all sitting here getting wasted or something, and the fans were here, and we were all here after the Hotbox live show, I think. And you guys were all really fucking stoned, and I was drinking, and Sean was drinking. And it was all quiet and awkward in here. And Sean was sitting over in his little spot with his laptop, and he's like, I know what we need to hear right now. And flips it open and brings up B.O.B.'s fucking I've Got the Magic in Me, and just started fucking doing the shimmy all over the apartment. Like, yeah, I've got the magic in me. It was so great.
And
dude.
Ever since then, ugh.
ever since then, dude, I hear that song and all I can envision is Sean shimmying.
That song has gotten inside joke status with the Jam Hole.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm looking forward to making an inside joke about that song, Misery, because that one's pretty good, and I like that.
So I shaved the face a little bit, which you won't know because we're not doing this live, but Monday you'll know.
You're sporting the Mexi stash.
Right. See, I was going to shave the whole thing.
It looks better than last time you sported the Mexi stash for some reason. It looks cleaner, not so dirty Mexican looking.
Well, that's because I trimmed it.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on the last time you tried it, like last year.
I'll tell you.
But
that time, I was trying to get it out, and I was going to fucking curl that fucker.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You were going to do the whole Salvador Dali thing?
Funny enough, though, like, it stops growing at a certain spot, so.
That's kind of like the hair on my head, dude. After it gets to a certain length, it drastically slows down, and I can't get it to grow any further, barely. That's why I always have short hair. I don't have fucking patience for that shit. I just don't have it. I could shave my head, and in a week, I'd have, you know, like 4-inch long hair, but after that, it just stops.
Do you remember the chia pet?
Cha-cha-cha-chia.
I always wondered if you could take that stuff, and instead of putting it on the fucking thing, that whatever it was, the chia head or the animal or whatever.
The chia pet itself.
Right. I wondered if you could, like, put that on yourself somewhere, and if it would still grow.
Well, it's
a
porous...
I thought that would be
awesome.
You'd have a whole chia face.
It's a porous surface, and I guess it could kind of get into your pores and root itself.
Oh,
but
so
that's probably not good for you.
The point of that was I have this mustache now because I read on the forums there, the jamhole.com/forums, that there somebody posted a picture of like
all
people,
great people have
with
mustaches.
Mustaches. And it was like, without, you're just a protester. But with the mustache, you're a fucking prophet. You're the leader. It's all about the mustache.
One was
that
Hulk Hogan
me.
Or some shit. It was like just some white trailer trash. And then with the stash, it was...
Champion.
Yeah, fucking champion.
It's all about it, man.
Shit
my dad
like
had... I think I posted this in the forums, but my dad had a mustache from the time I was born. Till fuck forever, and I remember he shaved it once, and I thought
that's
got to
be the weirdest thing, right?
Like he looked like a monkey, kind of. It was so weird because I had never seen, you know, my dad without a mustache, so
right.
it was crazy.
See, my dad did the same thing. He had the mustache since I was fucking born. Pictures of before I was born, you know, when he was way younger and all that. And always had this bushy fucking stash. And when I was probably 20, he shaved it. And his top lip is like 1.5 inches long. He has this huge top lip and it's kind of pointed and he looks like a fucking turtle. He looks like that guy from Master of Disguise going, turtle, turtle. That's exactly what he looks like. And I was like, Dad, please don't ever shave your face again. That's really creepy.
Here's your chia pet kit. Now go fix that.
Yeah, I was...
Thank you.
I was... Oh, it was so weird. I was like, you're just not dad, okay? You need to put that back. Okay,
so
you're very distinguished with the mustache.
Right.
Without, you're just another...
Just another D-bag and a...
creepy-looking dude.
A trash can full of D-bags, you know?
You ever notice, though, people with lighter hair, their mustache is a different color than their hair?
Chris from Anna's, the kid...
Yeah.
He's got the most awesome beard going on now.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is
all
fiery orange. And then I was like, so did you just shave your face part or did you, like, what's going on? He's like, no. And he, like, walked closer to me and he's like, look. And I'm like, I looked at him, I'm like, holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair is translucent on your fucking lip and that area. But, dude. The rest of that shit was like the
fire
fucking
engine red.
Oh my
type
god!
Deal.
I was like, wow, dude.
See, like my
you have
dad
some
gingivitis
has on your lip.
Yeah, my dad has, you know, light brown hair, like my natural hair color, and then his mustache is light brown with red in it, like a bunch of red and blonde strands and shit. Not gray, like an old dude, but blonde and red. Like, dirty blonde and red. It's weird. It's so much lighter than his regular hair. And a lot of people are like that. Like, their hair's dark and they have light eyebrows and light facial hair. That's so weird to me. But then their pubes are way dark, too.
Of course.
Of course.
So I go in there and
everybody's pubes are way dark.
I'm rocking the mustache, freshly groomed and made and whatnot. And Adam,
the Mexi slash Italian slash white stash.
Adam said I look like Mario.
I agree.
And I don't. Do I really?
You need to be fatter, though.
Well, I'll work on
that. Fatter, wear the red overalls and white gloves.
But then I go into Rap and Roll this morning. And Mike's like, wow, you cleaned up a little bit. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like,
what do you say about it?
He said, you kind of look like Mario.
Are you serious?
No. Like, actually, I brought it up. I was like, Adam last night said that. Like, he's like, as soon as I said Mario, he's like, holy shit, you do look like fucking Mario. I'm like, God damn it.
God damn it. Well, probably without the LeBray and the nerd t-shirts you wear constantly and the tattoos and, you know, the stream of curse words that comes out of your mouth constantly instead of ha ha or whatever the fuck Mario says.
He says, it's a me, Mario.
It's a me, a Mario. Yeah, okay. That's awesome. You showed me some shit with Mario and Luigi today on YouTube, which was super cool.
What was that called? Dr. Cool Sex?
Maybe. I don't know. Cool Sex? That sounds like it was something sex.
I say it's Dr. Cool Sex.
I think
but
you're
basically
right.
They were just like, they film a bunch of like games, but in real life, like they did a movie trailer for Mario Kart, the movie.
Kind of like the Stupid Mario Brothers.
Yeah, but better, I think.
Right. Well, I like the Stupid Mario Brothers. They'd like do actual stories and like episodes, and they follow it up with different episodes. You know what I mean? Like, it's a series type deal.
Yeah, yeah, it's episodic content.
Yeah, and they have Link from Zelda and all that, and a couple other characters and shit. It's just funnier and shit. But
so, real quick, I guess since this is Ep 423, I just wanted to mention the jamhole.com/forums. There's a new thread in there under the contest called Name a Show. And if you would like to name an episode, you can do that. And
you
then
can
you can
be
also,
totally self indulgent and name it after yourself
you
if
can
you wish.
Sponsor the cat. For $20 a month.
For the low, low price of how much a day?
You only get it 1 month, but in that month, you will get each week, the cat will write you a letter and, you know.
Each week? Wow, kitty's
yeah, four. She will do four.
So $20 a month is how much a day?
I don't know,
for
but
like,
that's
say
like,
it's $5. Like
it's $5 per whatever the kitty sends you, so.
Well, some months only have 3 weeks in them, so.
And then I did want to mention the jamhole.com/404. We got the 404 show up and then /404 bonus for all the free bonus content. And I don't know if I should put this out there, but if you want the 404 show or the 250 show, and the only reason you're not getting it is because you can't afford the $5. Like, I know $5 isn't much, but if some people don't have that, I don't have that
email
right now.
Email us and give us your story, at least.
Basically. Like, I want everyone to see these. And, I mean, $5 is nothing, but if, you know, 100 of you bought it, that would be something for us.
That
would
be great.
if you want to see it and you honestly can't afford it, email info@thejamhole.com and we will work it out for you. So
I'm going to need a story, though.
And then the 2010 Podcast Awards, of course. I added, since we as a group couldn't figure out who to nominate for People's Choice.
Yeah.
Like, we're fucking. So, how about us?
Why the fuck not?
People's Choice and Mature Category, podcastawards.com.
I don't know how many people like
Get
us,
that
though.
Done. Doesn't matter. I just want the nomination. We're not gonna fucking try and win or anything.
We're pretty rude, I think.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Suck yeah. Like, I think.
Whoa, that's trademark, and now you owe them 5 cents.
I thought it was yours.
What? No.
Whose is it?
Who do you think?
I don't know. I forget. Help me out here, Broseph. You don't even know right now.
No, I know. It was that other show. That was their thing.
What, another podcast?
Yeah.
K. Oh, really?
A, yeah.
I didn't know that. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, didn't pay attention to
didn't
that.
Didn't you see the hat MDS had when he was here? It was that.
I have a horrible memory. It's filled with a lot of blur. I did a lot of drugs a long time ago. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So I totally did the Kaboom. It was kind of crap. I might want to redo that, but whatever.
It's weird, huh? It's hard doing that, isn't it?
My voice totally don't cracked. Ever, it was like, boom.
Don't ever make fun of me again for that.
I don't make fun of you for your Kaboom. I think you Kaboom quite well, honestly.
Almost as good as I press play.
Like, you have the intro memorized down to a T.
Well, let's see. 423 times.
424 times, actually, because of that missing episode.
Oh, yeah. And all the times, you know, I stand here in the mirror and practice it.
Did you actually ever do that?
No. And you know what else I actually never did?
What?
Practiced my rap in a mirror. Like, my... what I look, my rap image.
Not
I guess.
Even when you had the big mirror in the bedroom, you didn't like stand in front of it and like
no
see what you looked like when you're moving around. No,
no.
See, when I was going, well, I guess this is totally different.
Maybe I should fucking start.
I think this is totally different, but kind of similar. When I was going to have my first shift as a stripper, I totally danced in front of a mirror just to make sure.
Well, that's
kind of
different.
I guess because like, you have to look good. Like, it's based on what you look like and how you
right.
move
it's
and shit.
It's a visual thing.
Right, and your rap rapping, is really just what's coming out of your mouth.
Well.
And how it sounds.
You got to
really.
Have good stage presence, for sure, but it doesn't... it's not like I'm up there not saying anything and talking with my body like the
right.
poor... I mean, strippers do.
You totally do talk with your body, though.
Only my hand.
Your hand says yo a lot. Like, yo, gee, what up? This is me. I'm Matt Lee. I rap badly. But,
Madly, actually. That's how that goes.
Oh. Well, I said sadly.
Thank you. Well, I do that sometimes as well.
Dude, I bet anyone could get up there, and as long as they have a good beat and a catchy chorus and just fill in the blank with random crap, they become famous, dude. Like, that'd be our luck. Somebody performing next to you with total shit, but super catchy and, you know, really trendy type shit.
Lyrical?
I was thinking more along the lines of, like, Bad Dog Productions.
Oh, yeah, no, that's never going to happen. And honestly,
right.
I don't even think they're
Or
they're
just some Joe Smo to, like, come up and do that and do something really stupid, say, you know, really stupid shit, but it be catchy and it gets stuck in people's heads, you know, like... like, I've got the magic in me. Yeah, like, that shit. Like, we were listening to it earlier, and the shit he says when he's rapping is really not all that great. You pointed it out to me, you're like, if you actually listen to it for a minute,
yeah,
you
but
know,
that's
what
the
he's
thing.
Saying
it's...
isn't that great. Like, he's not doing
it. It doesn't what matter. It goes back to what Sean said. It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
well, say then.
Well, anyone, you know, if they have a basis of some kind of rap background or whatever, they could totally get up there and say just bullshit, and as long as it's catchy, boom, they're going to take off. And you're left behind in their fucking dust, you know, actually thinking up sick rhymes that make sense.
Well, you know what?
And you're just left in the dust.
Maybe this next album that I'm working on here, I got my beats, I got one song kind of already done, kind of.
That I'm going to help you with the chorus on, yep. And it sounds fucking awesome.
So, other than that song, all the other ones, I'm just not going to try. I'm just going to...
just going to...
simple, catchy rhymes. Shit, I may even cover somebody's simple, catchy rhymes.
They're all going to be...
what you guys
want to
hear.
I'm awesome.
I'll take,
up,
I will
dude,
take requests and all that, and then I will press play. And then I will record.
You should take requests for parodies.
Hmm.
Be like, I want to hear...
like podcasting Spose's, idiot?
Yeah, like, I want to hear Spose's I'm Awesome parody about so-and-so, and you diss on them the whole time. You know, you do some background research on that person they tell you to diss on, and then you take that song and do a parody to it, dissing on the person they want dissed on.
I know what a parody is. Thank you.
I was just explaining it. You looked really confused or lost or whatever.
No, I was actually looking for the Dumb Dog MySpace page because I was curious if they... I don't think they're making any more music. I think that was about it.
Yeah, they kind of faded out or whatever. Maybe they just can't handle the rap scene.
Hey, the rap scene is a cold-hearted bitch.
But, yeah, dude, that song that you almost have finished, what's it called?
Not bad, huh?
Yeah, dude,
you
and
know what's
I really...
totally awesome about that?
What?
I totally got paid to write it.
And I really, honestly do think this time that I... This is a chorus that will fit my voice. I think I can honestly
Right. The Blue Dreams chorus doesn't fit anybody's voice.
No,
except
it's in
for
a weird...
mine when I grab my fucking nuts and twist them until I get the right pitch.
It's in a really weird octave or
Did
whatever.
You know that about guys?
Does your voice really change when you hit your nuts?
No, not hit them. You take the nuts and then you twist it once and then you
I
can...
I think it's just because it hurts and you're like... Ah!
It's like a pitch modulator on a keyboard.
Well, it's like when I burn myself, I either go, ah, or I'm like, ah! You know, it's... Your voice gets weird when pain happens. You do something different, I guess. But what the hell's the name of that song? I'm Just Here to Say, or...
What song?
That one I was helping you with the chorus with?
Oh, it's not named yet. It's not even done yet. That was the first draft in the notebook, not even typed up yet. Yeah.
Just some living room productions?
No, actually, I wrote that at work.
Oh, badass. You got paid.
That's what I said. I got paid to fucking write.
Nice. But yeah, dude, I like the chorus a lot in that, and I'm going to fuck with it a lot, and I think it's going to sound fucking awesome. That's going to be another one of my favorites. And you actually wrote about me. That was so sweet.
A little bit.
You totally did.
You got...
I heard you...
Two lines.
I heard you spit your rhyme, and...
But you see what I did there? I didn't use your name or anything.
Uh-huh.
I just said
my
girlfriend.
You could use it with somebody else, yeah. So. Keeping the door open, yeah, whatever, blah, blah, blah. It sounds really good, though. Like, I'm super proud to call you my boyfriend, fiance thing, man, guy that I have sex with.
Man-child.
Man-child that I do take care of and feed and talk to constantly on a microphone.
So you remember when we used to stream on Ustream?
Vaguely, yes.
Well, do you remember when this Japanese guy used to stream live on Ustream?
I think I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so.
Do you remember that at all?
What was he about? Did he sing funny things or something?
No, actually, he killed himself.
Online? On Ustream?
On Ustream.
No, I don't remember that, but why don't you enlighten me and tell me
epic
what happened?
Fucking show.
Fucking A, right?
Yeah,
the ending of the jam hole. That's what's going to happen, I guess.
I bet his fucking account didn't get banned, huh, Ustream?
Right?
You fucking faggots.
I know, right? He killed himself.
Shit.
And he didn't get banned, but we got banned for playing
music.
Well,
he didn't rip off anybody's copyright, apparently.
He
killed
ripped
himself
off a bunch
in
of
a
ego
new,
kids, okay?
He killed himself in a new and original way that he didn't have to pay royalties or get sued by anybody.
And what way was that?
I don't know. It says the 24-year-old man, who has not been named, was found dead in his apartment in the city of Sendai early on Tuesday morning.
What sucks so bad at 24 that you have to kill yourself? Seriously, I'm 24. My life sucks, and I really don't want to kill myself.
Well, let's find out.
I have lots of problems, and I am not to that point yet.
Police had been alerted by viewers of the Ustream webpage and were able to locate the man's apartment through Facebook Places, probably. By the time they arrived at 8 a.m., however, the man was dead. He had announced his intention to kill himself in online chat rooms last week. After complaining for some weeks about problems he had been experiencing at work.
Does work seriously drive you to kill yourself?
Not when you are employed by a bank. Like, what's the toughest thing you fucking do all day there? Type numbers? Ooh.
give back,
steal money from we the people and give it to you, the D-bag? You
know, no, what they have to do is when somebody comes in and complains about an overdraft fee, they call the tech support and put the customer online with them. Or they actually suck it up and go through the fucking audio thing and get it done for them, but they have to call somebody else to do it.
This is just the
that
greatness
was me at Teletech.
This is the greatness of the internet right here. So he started, he lived alone. He started a live stream on Sunday evening, repeating his plans to commit suicide. And then the greatest thing about this, while some people posted messages attempting to talk him out of going through with his plans, others encouraged him to do it. Apparently believing...
Dude, just kill yourself, okay? It's not worth it.
Apparently believing they were watching a hoax, a hoax, some viewers even suggested, hey, can you fucking hurry up? The jam hole's on. I gotta get over there. Oh, hold on. I just got a Facebook update from them. No show tonight, so go ahead and take your time. So the police told the local media that the man initially tried to hang himself on the balcony. When that failed, the
Dude.
Footage showed the man repeating the attempt elsewhere.
Don't try to hang yourself. That sucks, because sometimes they don't actually die when you do it. You don't drop hard enough, and your neck doesn't snap,
and
so
you
just choke yourself.
And asphyxiation, not as much fun. I'll tell you that. Probably on the list of my least favorite ways to die.
Yeah, dude, that...
Drowning, asphyxiation, burning,
because you know while you're choking, you're changing your mind about dying, and there's no one around to fucking
like,
help
you. Well, this fucking sucks. I don't want to die this way.
Yeah, that's... that. Yeah. If you fucking choke yourself that bad, you gotta figure your eyes are gonna pop out and...
All the hanging out jokes and shit? Fuck that.
We need to pause for just a quick moment.
Listen, you idiot.
Any day now, mama.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Give me some sex. 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 Give me some sex.
Any day now, mama. Any day now, mama. Any day now, mama. Any day now, mama. Any day now, mama.
Give me some sex. 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 Give me some sex.
You called during the show again? God, don't you know I do this? Blah, blah, blah.
We're trying to do an internet radio show here?
God, it's important. Gosh, I have sweet skills and I use them.
Yeah. I've been talking for over 30.
Gosh, I talk like really good.
28 years.
That's what Chicks totally dig guys with sweet skills.
It's my resume.
Duh.
I can walk. I can talk. I can run.
I can make cool symbols with my hands. Yay. Anyway, it was my dad who called on the phone, because I called him a couple times earlier at work, and he was way busy and
balls
couldn't
deep
talk to me. Yeah,
weeded.
Fucking balls deep, trying
Famous?
To get out with a machete, dude.
Famously.
Dude, I guess they had a couple pretty big hours, like over $3,200 in an hour, like
Damn.
For 3 hours in a row type deal, and there was a line all the way out the fucking door and wrapped around the building, and... Just said it was super busy. Don't know why, but whatever. It's, what is it, Friday night? Yeah, I don't know. Just some fluke for this Friday. But anyway, he was talking to me the other day because I went up to celebrate his birthday early because I wouldn't have his birthday off.
Which, so, by the way, his actual birthday is today, isn't it?
Well, it's not Friday anymore, but it was
Friday. Was on Friday, so
right.
Hey, just so that it's recorded for posterity, and if you ever need to know what day your dad his birthday is on, happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, daddy. He's 30 years older than me, so he turns 54 today.
Nice. You beat my dad by 4. Keep it up. Get the high score here.
He's a healthy motherfucker for 54, I really gotta say. Compared to his brother, shit. Like, my dad's in perfect shape compared to my uncle, my dad's
So where, what happened? Like, it seems like your dad worked more, like, more jobs that have the possibility that you could hurt yourself. Mm-hmm. But your uncle had, like, kind of a cush job.
No.
You know, being an engineer. Was he an engineer or something? He was doing designs and shit.
Yeah, he
That's
designed
cush.
With this computer program of whatever kind. He would design.
Yeah, it's a CAD program. He did like layout and
blueprints,
full on fucking shit.
Yeah, like seriously crazy.
See, I kind of picture it like he was doing all the smart design work, and then your dad was out there doing like the construction work and building it.
Sort of.
But that's weird that your dad's like A-okay, but your uncle's like totally fucking laid.
Well, there's
up
an
with...
actual reason why my uncle's fucked up, and I guess I'll go into that for a minute. But he made.
Do you want to ask him first if he wants?
No, he's totally cool with it. He talks about all, like, you know, whenever anybody asks or whatever.
Well, yeah, just medical stuff though, because of, you know, you couldn't call his doctor and be like, "Hey, I need this info." They're like,
right,
"Yeah,
right.
No,
yeah." So, well, I can.
To put it out on the internet, maybe he wouldn't, but fuck it.
I can get any information about him because I'm his power of attorney. Yay. Anyway, he actually showed me this computer system he was working with once when I was younger, and it's really cool. Like, you see the product that he's making in, excuse my face, in its entirety, and then you can, you know, select different layers to pull apart, and it separates away from it.
Yeah, yeah.
And completely guts it, and you can see all of its, you know, inner workings and all that crazy shit. So that was really cool
it's
to me 3D, when I was a kid.
Like AutoCAD rendering.
Yeah, but
shit.
I was like 9, 10, and that shit was out there. I was
not,
you know,
on computers, was it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're younger than me. Like when I was 9 and 10, I guess we did have computers, but they weren't like what, you know.
Right. It kind of amazes me now to think that we had that back then, or my uncle was working with like state of the art, fucking top of the line shit.
I was just thinking
he was
back,
on
like,
top of his shit when he was, you know, at
no,
the
yeah,
top
he
of
was
his
a
game,
smart dude, for sure.
Yeah, and his brain still works that way, and that's why he does those crosswords all the time.
Dude, he I'll
fucking
take
fucking vocabulary of like 20
you
people.
You have to take a picture of this and post it on the site, the TwitPicker, wherever you're posting pictures now, and of that wall crossword puzzle.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That is fucking epic, dude.
He has a crossword that stretches all across the wall. It's pretty crazy. I hate that shit. It's so annoying. I like, you know,
I keep trying
puzzles,
to like,
but not crosswords.
Nonchalantly kind of.
I can't spell.
Itch so. My nose. But I can just.
Are you doing a booger pick
I
like
can
me,
just
but
fucking
off
pick
camera
it because
and I'm catching
no...
you and shouting it out on camera?
Boom, do it. Doesn't matter. They're not seeing it and there's not going right, to be
cool.
Screenshots of me doing it.
I can be naked
how
right
many
now.
I am naked right now.
I,
internally.
You need to put your penis away. Anyway, my uncle made blueprints of viaduct systems. Okay, like huge viaduct, reverse osmosis shit, all that cool stuff.
Water treatment
yeah.
stuff, facilities.
Right. And he made the...
Look how small it is. Isn't that crazy?
Right.
It's definitely
must be cold.
A grower, not a shower, if you
are
know
you
what
cold?
I mean.
Sometimes it hangs out and it's totally cool and looks all long even though it's flaccid and flopping around. Today it's kind of... small looking. Anyway.
That's kind of efficient, though, if you think about it. Like, I don't even get that much of a compression ratio on my zip fucking compress my fuck. What am I saying? My zip dot zips. Thank you.
So your penis
edit
is...
Edit point, marker, insert, edit point. Thank you.
Your penis is small right now. We get it. Okay.
Right.
Sometimes it's a shower,
but
sometimes
when you
it's a grower.
Right-click, extract here, it fucking boom. Got like a fucking 5 gigs worth of dick here. That's what I pack. 5 gigs of dick.
5 gigs, my ass. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. It's like 6.5, but come on.
Anyway, so viaduct systems, reverse osmosis shit, whatever. And right. He would have to go out to these, you know, warehouses where they're constructing his product. Like, they're building his shit off of his blueprints.
Right, right.
And sometimes he would have to go out to these places and, you know, direct them on what to do and how he had it in mind and whatever. So he was out at, like, he's been across the world and shit, like, you know, during
focus, because we still need to finish this story that
right
has, well, like, 2 lines left.
I know he went overseas and was near something during one of the wars.
Okay,
or
so how do you get hurt?
He was in one of the fucking construction site things or whatever.
Okay,
and
he told me, yeah, okay.
Somebody was using a forklift with some shit on it or something, some big pallet of whatever, and they weren't paying attention to what they were doing, and they pinned my uncle between the pallet and a wall or something. And then he tried to move to back up, and the pallet fell.
Damn.
And basically crushed my uncle's spine. And he, you know, got workman comp and all that crap and had to go to a bunch of different doctors. But the first doctor he went to, they had to do surgery to repair his spine. Well, that doctor actually fucked up on the surgery and made his back worse.
Ooh.
But by the time he figured it out, that doctor had passed away. He actually died.
Really?
So he couldn't sue get any kind of compensation or nothing. He was a little old, like 60s, but he had a heart attack or some crap that killed him. But
I try and keep the I have age restrictions on people that are operating on my fucking body, like maybe under 60.
Yeah, my doctor
under
was like 50, 50
maybe.
Anyway, I actually wanted to say, and to begin with, this whole story kind of veered off what I was talking about, but I got that phone call from my dad. That's why we had the break. I needed to talk to him because my dad, I went up to see him for his birthday, which is today, the 12th, or yesterday,
Happy
whatever.
Happy birthday again. Thank you.
Brought him a cake, whatever. Wanted to come up and hang out with dad and say hi because I don't go up very often. And he was saying that he had just switched insurances and had to pay a bunch of bills and everything fell on this month. And so they're running really short on money. And my dad's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to afford Thanksgiving this year. And he looked super sad when he said it. And I was like, man, you know, I'm like, that's our holiday. We're a family of cooks. Like, that's what we do. That's what a big part of our family holidays are about. That's what we do. We don't care about presents at Christmas time. We care about getting together in the kitchen and cooking a huge dinner to feed everybody, and everybody's happy with, you know, the shit that we're feeding them. They're like, yay, whatever. That's our favorite thing. And not having the holiday that's based around cooking is like, it's just, it just can't happen. I'm like, you know, I can't let this happen.
He might go and get a Ustream account and fucking kill himself.
Yeah.
If Thanksgiving doesn't go down.
Like, he just looks so sad. And I know he would have got on with life and all that crap if we didn't do it. But he's like, oh, it's just another day. You don't have to do anything, blah, blah, blah. But I know he was, you know, hurt inside.
Right.
He's like, I want to do this for my kids. I want my
family
to come over.
/donate or /404. Anything you can buy stuff. Any way you can get us some money. And we will
bring Thanksgiving to my mommy and daddy.
All the starving African children. Oh, no, not the... Sorry.
My daddy's kind of starving right now. He has no food at the house.
You know who's starving right now,
he
probably
has cake, because I brought him cake. I think he ate it all already, but it's good cake. But I guess we're going to do that on the Sunday before Thanksgiving, because my mom never has Thursday nights off because of Black Friday, because she works at Walmart and stocks shit all the time.
African-American Friday.
Right.
If you would.
Right. Racially correct. But yeah, she never has that off, and she has Sunday, Mondays off. So we have a show on Monday, so we're going to try.
All right. So now, okay.
Sunday.
So you heard that, right? Okay. Now check this out. I'm going to tell that same story in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Hold on.
I suck
time
at
me?
Making things
Are you
short.
Timing me?
Sorry.
5 seconds on the clock.
All right, go.
Okay, everyone's broke. We have a little bit of money. We're going to do Thanksgiving up at your house and buy stuff.
7 seconds, but
damn it.
Pretty damn good.
Damn.
But you didn't get the part in where daddy was sad and heartbroken, and mom didn't get those days off, so we had to do it this day. And
what is this, a fucking Christmas carol?
Are we going to be visited
by the ghost of fucking Christmas past?
I'm trying to, you know, appeal to
fans,
you know, sad and, what do you call it, pity side.
Well,
so they give me pity money for Thanksgiving.
I would maybe go the fear route and say I'm the devil's daughter, which makes dad the devil. And
That's
you don't
want
to piss the devil off, so.
That's very true.
All right. Well, before we move on here, I would like to finish this story that we kind of got derailed on here.
Daddy is a man not to be
reckoned
with.
So, Japanese dude killed himself on Ustream, right?
Okay.
Okay. People were watching. They didn't know what was what.
Did he actually successfully end up hanging himself?
Yes, he is dead. People watching online debated whether the footage was genuine until Ustream halted the broadcast and the police were informed.
Nice.
Some 32,845 Japanese people killed themselves in 2009, and the rate is likely to remain above the 30,000 threshold for the 13th straight year.
Maybe they're just making room for all those people that want to have sons and always abort daughters. I don't know. Something weird. Whatever. They're very overpopulated, so they're just making room, is what it is. Like, I just hate my life, and I live, like, 2 feet away from my neighbors, so I'm gonna go ahead and make some room for some other people to get in here anyway. So, how are you today? How was work?
Tiring.
Did you do anything special today?
No.
Nothing at all?
No. I was up late doing the fucking the press and play down at the scoreboard, and then up early going to work, and now I'm fucking done.
I surprised you by coming down there last night.
Yeah.
All sexy like.
We
got to see
that.
Your praying mantis thing.
Yep.
I don't
I'm
think
glad
we talked about
I'm
her.
I'm glad you got to see that.
Yeah, that was pretty good. Her skills are pretty sweet. She's got some sweet mantis skills.
So we have an update. I think a couple episodes ago we were talking about the pedophile's guide.
Yes.
That was on Amazon, and that Amazon didn't want to pull it or whatever because it's free speech and all that
shit.
Apparently it's gone now from Amazon.
Seriously?
Yep.
I didn't think they would... Fuck, man. I didn't think they'd do that.
Well, I don't think they really had much of a choice in the matter. A lot of people were not happy about that and threatening boycotts and this and that. So Amazon was like, well, we can lose this guy and his pedophilia audience, or we can lose, you know, the other half of our fucking customer base.
You shouldn't be able to take down, you know, something that someone wrote because you don't like it or agree with it, which I don't agree with it either, but... shouldn't be able to take it down.
Well, you're born either homosexual or heterosexual or, as we learned, pedosexual. So,
Well, I have a story.
Following mounting public protests, the book was pulled, of course. It was called The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, A Child Lover's Code of Conduct by Philip R. Greaves II.
His Do you want to rape children and not get caught? Read
must
my
be
book.
Proud.
That's disgusting.
So,
you kind of gave me a story earlier that I find a little interesting. Can I read it?
Sure.
It is called Mom Sold Baby to Buy a Car. Miami, Florida.
Of course.
A Florida woman was charged with trying to sell her infant son in order to pay for a new car, police said Tuesday. The baby's grandmother brokered the deal and initially demanded...
She hooked it up. She's this is how this is going to go down.
Right. You need to pay me this much. So she demanded $75,000 but agreed to cut the price to $30,000 when told the prospective buyer could not get a bank loan. You're pulling out a loan to buy a baby? Whatever.
What do you think that's listed under in the bank loan? Other?
They probably like said they were doing some
we're having a
remodeling
kid.
Or some shit.
We're having a child.
We're really into drugs right now. We just need a loan. The mother of the 8-week-old boy, Stephanie Biggie Fleming, 22, of Bradenton, Florida, really close to home. Like That's like I could walk to Bradenton in some of the places I lived. Like, still yet to hear a story out of Sarasota, so but really close. 22 out of Bradenton, Florida, was she received $9,000 of the proceeds. The FDLE said Fleming planned to purchase a new vehicle from the money received. A cop chick said. It's using weird acronyms. Fleming also needed money to pay court costs for an unrelated probation violation, the arrest documents said.
FDLE, Florida Department of Law Enforcement.
Yeah, I just wasn't processing that at the moment. Fleming was arrested today. That's a crappy last name, Fleming.
I'm glad you're getting to do this so you can see how...
horribly I read later.
Well, no, just how hard it really is, because when I do it, I'm smooth and I make it sound like
you've been doing
easy,
it for a while.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm just saying. You do this all the time.
I'm glad you're having a chance to do this.
I like to do it occasionally. Fleming was arrested Tuesday. The grandmother, Patty Biggie, 45, was arrested last week with her boyfriend, Lawrence Works, 42, both of Holly Hill, Florida. All three were charged with the illegal sale of a child, and Biggie was also charged with communications fraud, the department said. The arrest report said Biggie offered to sell the baby to a female relative in October, explaining she had been caring for her grandchild but was not mother material. So she was selling it to a family member.
Meaning, take your fucking kid back because I'm done watching it.
No. Says, hang on. Where is it at? The arrest report says Biggie offered to sell.
Big B is the grandmother.
Yeah, that's
right.
Okay, so the grandmother's like, 45-year-old
grandmother.
I'm raising my daughter's child. She's not fit to be a mother. She says was not mother material. You know, and she's talking to her relatives, I'm assuming, or whoever she was getting ready to sell the baby to. And she's like, my daughter's not mother material. And the relative's like, well, I'll take the baby. And grandma was like, I need some fucking money for this baby. I need to buy a new car. You know, and I've heard that before with other families. Like, someone has a kid and they're like, you know, you're too young to be a mom. Can I just give you some money so you'll leave me alone and I'll raise the kid until you can be a good mom?
That kind of sounds familiar.
Yeah. Hmm. I'm referring to that, actually.
Oh, nice.
Right. The relative alerted police and worked with them during the negotiations, so she was like, I'm gonna get you busted. Big B and Works were arrested when they collected a $30,000 cashier's check and handed over the baby to an undercover agent in a Daytona Beach parking lot, police said. Wow.
And who owns the baby now?
State custody.
Fuck yeah, Florida owns it.
Yup, that's, really? Like, you were that dumb? Well, I guess it's your relative, so you were like, I don't know how close you were, but you weren't expecting them to fuck you over. But I've totally heard of that before. People, you know, saying, you're not mommy material. I'm going to go ahead and give you some cash so you can live your life, and I'm going to take your kid and raise it as mine. Because I don't trust you with it, basically.
Should have had that abortion, huh?
Mm-hmm. $480 well spent.
Fuck yeah.
Or $500, whatever. I don't care how much it is, it's fucking worth it. Seriously. Unless
I fully agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
So anyway,
I think that's about it.
You think that's good enough for a show?
I think that's good. I'm fucking tired. So you guys are lucky you're even getting this.
Yeah, it was kind of spur of the moment.
So
like,
again, remember 2010 Podcast Awards, podcastawards.com, The Jam Hole for Mature and People's Choice, The Hot Box for Education.
I still feel like the cameras are on. I keep looking over there.
And thejamhole.com/forums. Go join us in our community and interact and participate. And you can find all sorts of cool shit on
A Jamholian.
Email us info@thejamhole.com. Of course, thejamhole.com is where all of our shit is at. And like I say, if you guys want a copy of the 404 or 250 show and you honestly, you can't afford it, you don't have the $5, email me and we'll work it out. So you can work it off. Writing my show notes.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening.
Do I really look like Mario? Fuck.
Kind of. Wear a red shirt and I'll tell you.
Red shirt, red hat. M for right. Matt Mario. All right.
Matt Mario.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys Monday then. Peace out.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.